coming next is our trip to Mexico City and to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And as for part of the Mary episode.
Is the church effective there as far as with poverty?
Yeah, well, we'll find out. I mean, it'll be my first time visiting there. What I've heard is that a lot of interesting things are going on and effective things, but we'll see. I'm eager to see with my own eyes.
Do you think, and coming up, that we should shoot more of you viewing things? Have we shot enough of that? You know, we talked before, we don't want to make a travelogue.
Yeah, right.
But through your experiences of going to some place for the first time,
yeah,
then the audience is also experiencing that.
Yeah, and that's really true. I think of episode one, I'd never been to the Holy Land before. And there's that scene, I don't know if it made the final cut of the episode, but when I come into the Church of the Nativity and I'm looking around, and that was very authentic, you know, a sense of the wonder of it. Or to go into the Holy Sepulchre.
Right.
When we filmed there, it was the first time we'd ever gone in. Remember,
right,
because
right,
on purpose, we waited.
Right. That's
we said,
don't
go in. And mm-hmm, so when I was there, talking about the crucifixion and the resurrection, I think one reason why there's so much kind of energy in those talks is that you just so deeply moved being in that place. Remember the day in Jerusalem that we're approaching the Church of the Cenacle in the Last Supper? It was the end of the day. I was kind of tired. We're going to do a talk on the Eucharist in there. As we're approaching it, we hear this raucous sound. I mean, really raucous. I remember what I was thinking was, oh, now what? Now what's going on? You know, and now
get rid of those people.
Yeah, there's going to be a big problem here. We won't be able to film and all that. So we get in, and here's a group of Nigerian pilgrims who had come. They were charismatics, I'm pretty sure, probably evangelicals. And they had come to this place where the Holy Spirit descended, you know, from Pentecost. So it was like the great place. And there they were, I mean, just whooping it up in a way that was alien to my own kind of, you know, hung up American sensibilities. But there they were, and it was beautiful to see. And so we said, let's get that on film, and we did.
You know, that's a great thing about the series, you know, because, or why do you have to go? Why do you have to go to Israel? Why do you have to go to Rome and Mexico? But when we went to those places, Israel and Rome, all of a sudden these questions came out that I don't think they would have come out if we were talking about it in one location.
That's right.
You know, it was an interesting thing, but we were in Italy, and you're talking about the letters to the Romans.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's the letter to the Romans? Like, dear Romans? But then, you know, he explained about these churches that were kind of like in houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they were Roman people, and a mailman, you know, he wrote them, and was it Paul?
Yeah, Paul writes these letters to these little communities.
And a mailman delivered it, and that's what is coming out now.
I think for me, I literally thought, like, here is my letter to the Romans, you know, like, you know, in front of a big crowd of people, but to hear it like that is really cool, and also makes it, you can picture that. That's something that could happen in today's time, that type of thing. So
probably there was like someone in Corinth, wherever Paul was, and he'd write this letter and say, now you're going to go to Rome, aren't you? Yeah, I'm planning to go in, you know, 6 months. Take this with you. And then he'd take it on the ship and he'd get to Rome, and now you know the house where the church meets, don't you? Yeah, I know where that is. And he would drop the letter off, and then it would be read probably at some evening gathering. So it does give it a resonance, doesn't it, that you don't have when it's simply being proclaimed from the pulpit as scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It can seem so distant, but that's the beauty of going to these places.
And we're all going down a road that, like, we haven't been,
been
down before. At least I am, and I think that's what the viewer will go down a road. They've seen all kinds of historical, you know, documentaries and things done by other priests, but I don't think they'll have ever seen something like this.